From the 91.5 KRCC newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Some residents evacuated due to the Beulah Hill fire in Pueblo County are being allowed back into their homes. Residents of Mountain Shadows Mobile Home Park in the Twin Buttes subdivision need to go to the 4-H building at the Colorado State Fairgrounds to pick up a required pass enabling reentry. Bring an ID and vehicle registration. All other evacuation notices remain in place. Attorneys with Colorado Springs-based McDivitt Law and New York firm Napoli Skolnick are calling on the state to help pay for testing for people living in areas where perfluorinated compounds or PFCs have been detected above safe levels. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell has more.
The firms are working together on a class action suit against manufacturers of firefighting foams believed to have leached PFCs into drinking water in Security Widefield and Fountain. Attorney Paul Napoli says his firm has similar PFC cases pending in several other states.
What we're hoping to see here in Colorado, where the enormity of this problem is greater than anywhere else, is that the government steps up and tests the community and the people in the community now so that people can understand how much this has really affected them.
Blood tests examining PFC levels in the body can cost as much as $700. Other states, such as New York, Vermont, and New Hampshire, have created programs to test residents in affected areas free of charge. The Colorado Health Department said it wouldn't comment on pending litigation, but on its website, the agency says it doesn't recommend blood testing for PFCs, adding that results of those tests don't show whether a person has health problems as a result of exposure. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
And this is 91.5 KRCC News.